With us right now, Melissa Dotter. Just recently, over the weekend, another big collection of unwanted, unnecessary medicines. I understand that just in Marathon County alone, there were a lot of pills.
Absolutely. This weekend would be was one of our national drug take-back days to the DEA. And just today, local law enforcement turned over over 1,500 pounds of medications. Actually, we neared 1 ton of medications collected over the last 6 months, which is amazing.
That's a lot of pills, especially when you think about the fact that you're only collecting the pills, not the medicine bottle, so you don't have that extra weight.
Absolutely. The protocols require us to dump all the bottles out. So there's, it's all loose. Majority is all loose pills, prescription and over-the-counter.
So what happens now that you have all these unwanted, unneeded pills?
Well, the pills themselves actually kind of get caravanned down and get handed over to the feds in, I believe, in Milwaukee. And what's great about that is that it helps ease a burden on us here locally for the cost of disposal. Previously, we'd have to go through and separate all the controlled substances, those that are frequently abused, such as prescription painkillers, and the non-controlled, like vitamins, over-the-counter medications, and so on. So it's actually helped us a lot that they're able to take all that we have collected.
As you look at the drug take-back program, you know, this is not the first time you've done this. Does it seem to be growing in popularity, and are you getting more pills and more people involved?
You know, we thought at some point we're going to end up seeing a lull, kind of evening off. And I would say probably this time around we've probably collected more overall in all of our different locations compared to in the past. We had some locations that brought in over 20 boxes that were full, sealed and full, and boxes ranging from, a smaller box that maybe, would fit, 20, 30 pounds to some barrels. So it was pretty impressive when it was all dropped off today.
Are you finding that some collection sites are more popular or getting more activity?
You know, I'd have to say that Rothschild is definitely the most busy. That one is a standard mailbox size, and just to give you an example, in past DEA events, they've had to empty a mailbox out 2 to 3 times just in one day. And we have these permanent drop sites all the time, and with that being a 24/7 site, it's definitely frequented most often. But the other sites as well, WASA collected over 670 pounds in the last 6 months, so they're all definitely getting used.
Part of your life's work is the Pushback Against Drugs campaign. These two things tie together very nicely, don't they? Because it gets some of these products off the street and out of the hands of people who may misuse them.
Absolutely. There's definitely three benefits to using the medication drop box program because, it protects the environment. It's not ending up in the groundwater, through the landfills. It also improves public health because it's not, they estimate over 69% of injuries due to accidental ingestions are in toddlers, and it's related to prescription drugs. So absolutely it's a concern. And when you look at the Pushback campaign, one of the efforts is to reduce drug abuse. And when we get these medications out of our home, whether they're expired or we're just not taking them anymore, it really helps reduce that burden and that temptation from anybody that's looking to either take them to abuse them or sell them.
Have you had any of the illegal drugs turned in through this program?
I cannot vouch for that. That would be, a law enforcement question. I have heard that concern coming up, and I know that is something that they're actually looking into statewide. There's legislation, I believe, that's proposed for if people, find narcotics, that they could turn them into law enforcement. So I do know that's something that's being discussed, but to my knowledge, I do not believe anybody's turned in anything that would be deemed illegal.
Anything you want to add today?
I would probably definitely add the fact that if people did make it to the one-day drop-off event on Saturday, that we do have our 5 permanent drop-boxes here in Marathon County. 2 are 24/7 at Cronenwetter and Rothschild Police Departments. And then Everest Metro, WASA, and Colby Abbotsford are Monday through Friday. But if they don't live in Marathon County, we've got drop boxes all around us in different counties. So I would have them contact their local law enforcement to find out where their nearest drop box location is.